Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop on WNJR 91.7 FM, Washington, and WNJR.org on the line with Jizzy Pearl. Hi, Jizzy. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It is great to have you on the show. It's hard to believe. We've seen you so many times over the years, and I don't think we've ever done an interview. So good to catch up with you and talk about your new solo album.
Yes. Let's talk about it, shall we?
Sure. So, All You Need Is Soul is coming out on Frontiers on May 11th. You know, the last time we saw you, you were doing an awesome job with Quiet Riot. What prompted the solo release?
The desire to do my own thing, the desire to do my own music, which is a strong desire.
Absolutely. I know it's been a while since we've even seen a love-hate show. Is there a reason why it's Jizzy Pearl love-hate versus a love-hate album?
Without going into it too much, it's better for legal reasons.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you know, we've already heard the first single, You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone, and have it in rotation on the radio station. It definitely has that classic love-hate sound, you know, and I don't know how it could not with you on vocals. You have a very distinct voice. Did you approach the album any differently than you have with previous love-hate band releases?
I guess what I wanted to do, or tried to do, was to recreate the energy of my first record, Blackout in the Red Room.
Okay.
And so that's kind of what I try to do as far as vocally and song-wise and stuff like that. So if it sounds like a love-hate record, that was probably by design.
Sure. And, you know, I saw that Darren Householder plays on the album. Who else was part of your studio band?
A drummer named Dave Moreno, who plays in Puddle of Mud now. He's played on a couple of my solo records, and a guy named Mark Dutton, who I've known forever. Again, someone who's played on my solo records. He was in LA Guns. He was in the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. He used to joke about how they would do six songs and it would take 3 hours to do six songs.
Okay. Cool. So I know that, you know, you've obviously been known for doing publicity stunts around releases. So I've got to ask if you have anything unique in the works to promote this solo album.
You know, I don't. I don't know. The Hollywood sign thing is a classic, and
sure,
it always gets brought up. But one thing I never did, which I wanted to do, and I never did it because I didn't have the courage, was when my Wasted America record came out in 1992, at a huge spread at H&M in London, in the middle of London. And we were still pretty big there at that time. And I had an idea that I was going to go in and get arrested for shoplifting my own record. But I was talked out of it.
Yeah.
Because it probably would have somehow backfired. So no stunts this time, just basically good music, and you know, that's it.
Okay. Well, I saw that you had done a run of tour dates in the UK. I think it was last year, not too long ago. What was that experience like?
Well, I try and go back to the UK every year. I'm going back actually in 3 weeks to do another a month of touring over there. The UK has been a really strong base for me forever and ever. And it's a really cool place to go. It's like Cheers. Everybody knows your name. And it's a great place for me. I mean, I would like to expand and go to other places, and I would like to tour the US and stuff like that. But it's just a process of making it work financially and, you know, not beating yourself up doing it.
Sure. So do you have any, you know, festival dates or any larger shows planned for the U.S. this year?
Well, I have a couple of dates in the U.S. right now, and then I'm doing a festival in November back in the U.K., and then I have another festival in the U.K. in March of 2019, and you know what I mean? I'm slowly, it's like, remember that game Battleship? I'm slowly putting my little ships in the water.
There you go. Well, I know you definitely have a very loyal fan base, so, you know, I saw some of the live feeds from those shows in the UK, and that seemed like a very cool experience. I'd love to see something like that happen in the US, but I totally understand. I've been talking to many bands these past few weeks talking about how strategic they have to be about planning their tour dates here and how it's a different animal.
It's just harder to do. I mean, as the fans get older, they're less and less apt to go to concerts and stuff because they have their own lives and they got kids and they got priorities, and I get it. You know, it's a luck thing. You have to make a really good record. Not many people do, but you got to make a really good record, and then you got to have some luck.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it. I mean, I think the Winery Dogs are a perfect example of a band that kind of, you know, took off, you know, with their record, and yeah, and they were able to really do some cool work. So, you know, we all hope that happens.
Right. And, you know, I mean, even Richie Kotzen, actually talked to him a couple weeks ago, and even just him doing a solo tour is challenging here to, you know, coordinate and get city to city and bring people in. And, you know,
it's tough.
Yeah. So.
I mean, it's a harder thing to do, you know what I mean? Because let's face it, I mean, we're all not in our teens and 20s anymore, and it's just a whole different thing. And so that's why I dig the UK, because I do have a loyal fan base there, and they always come out.
Yeah, we made our first visit over there last August for Hair Metal Heaven, and it was very interesting to see what rock fans are like in the UK versus the US, and, you know, go to a festival there. It was great, and I would definitely go back.
Yeah. It's a good experience for sure.
Cool. So if fans want to find out what you're up to, and as you add to your strategy for touring this year, what's the best place for them to go?
My strategy?
Yeah. What I'm getting at is, you know, what's your Facebook page? What's your website for your solo stuff? Where should people look?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on all the grams.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, I mean, if you look and find, you know, seek and you will find and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm adding tour dates and all the time. And that's kind of, you know, I mean, I'm in the same place as everyone else on that world wide web.
Excellent. Any other news you have for us to share today beyond the new album coming out next month?
Yeah, my dog just got her shots today.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
How's she doing?
It was a total success.
Excellent.
And that's it. Just, okay. You know, my record comes out May 11th, and Frontiers is really good with putting it out there, and hopefully people will dig it and, you know, check it out.
Excellent. Well, Jizzy, thank you so much for joining us today on WNJR 91.7 FM. It's been great catching up with you, and we hope to catch you on the road sometime soon.
Okay, thank you.